Hello, and welcome to my reading of Edgar Allan Poe's Poe, the Raven, Nevermore. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you back to another episode of one of the most racist podcasts on these internets. I'm going to tell y'all people, we racist as shit. So if you don't like racism, you're in the wrong place. We are anti-white, anti-black, anti-Asian, anti-Latinx, anti-indigenous people, anti-Australian. Shit, we anti-everybody. This is Black Law and Legal Lies, your source for the legal lies. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on IG and on Twitter at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show, all platforms at Black Law Podcast. You heard? Wody.
All right, Wody.
Whoa, who the hell is you? Okay, I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here it goes. She playing with her phone. Becky left home. Still waiting on my chicken.
And I'm just Dan. And you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies. Hey, y'all.
So today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind everybody, if you enjoy the show, please do. Give us a review on Apple Podcast or wherever you can leave a review.
Yeah, just don't say we're racist.
Unless you mean it.
Yeah, even if you mean it, though, like, that's racist to call us racist.
Is it? But it said, I'm no white boy.
Exactly.
So they were trying the whole Jedi
what? I'm just
mind
saying,
shit.
Just to let you know, black people can be racist. Anybody can be racist.
I guess.
Black people can be racist against their own color.
I know people like that.
I do too.
I work with people like that every
too.
Day.
Me shit, too. Me too. Absolutely.
So today's topic, jurisdiction.
Oh, jurisdiction. I thought we were doing contempt, but that works.
Well, let's back up. Today's topic, contempt.
Okay, what about it?
Everything about it. What is it?
All right, so contempt of court, or contempt as it is called, is basically when you are basically disrespectful to the court in some way, shape, or form. So there are, see, that's disrespectful.
Fuck the court.
See what I'm saying? That's very disrespectful. So there is, the court has very large discretion. The court has discretion on basically saying what is contemptuous and what is not. So there's actually two forms of contempt, civil contempt and criminal contempt.
That means civil contempt is some shit I would do.
No, you'd probably be criminally contempt.
Like, civil contempt is, like, we just watched the other day. So, you know, reference, I like to watch these old court documentaries and get... It gives me a lot of insight. So Vincent.
Vincent.
Yeah. He also went by Joe Gallo. And it was like Callow with a C. Because Joe Gallo just died. He was in the paper, right?
You know what? You stupid.
So he came in with his leather jacket and his slacks and then his gold chain and whatnot. And the judge was like, what are you wearing? And basically was like, yo, you can't wear that shit in my courtroom. So had he come back, which I do believe he did, wearing the same thing, he would be found in contempt. Because he went to jail. He went to jail like, what, 3-4 times?
You can do that.
Man, my cousin Vinny.
So anyway, as I said, the court has discretion to decide what is contemptuous behavior. Having said that, as I said, civil contempt, criminal contempt, as with any criminal charge, it has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Same standard applies. So
wait, that don't even make no sense.
Yeah, it does.
If the court can determine what is contemptuous,
because it, basically what contempt, as we said at the top of the show, is it's an offense against the court,
right?
So you are the judge in the court, right?
Okay.
And so I can decide what I think is contemptuous.
But then how can that be proven beyond reasonable doubt if you're just making the shit up as you go?
No, not you're not really making it up as you go. So, for instance, civil contempt, for the most part, you actually the judge may say you're civilly in contempt of court because you defied a court order. So let's say, for instance, that you're supposed served. To be going to jury duty. Mm-hmm. And the court knows that you received the court summons to go to jury duty because cops came and they hand delivered it
to somebody else.
And they have receipt. They came and they delivered it to your address of record. Yeah. That's the address where you have voter registrations and other things. So your address of record, they deliver it to. There's a receipt of service. Because it was actually delivered by a sheriff. Man.
Let's pause right there real quick, right? Mm-hmm. So the police come out, the sheriff comes out, bangs on the door, boom, boom, boom. You're not home, right? You're not home. Mm-hmm. And somebody else is home, and they go out and get it and sign for it, right? Mm-hmm. So the responsibility is now on that person.
Because, no, it's not. Because you've been served.
But they've been served. What if they just never give it to me?
They've not been served. You've been served.
What if they never give it to me?
So now you in trouble because what the court has is a record of receipt that you have received service of this particular thing. That's just like we serve people when we want to bring them into court. So say, for instance, it's a civil matter. All right. And I say that you owe me $1 million and now I need to collect on the debt. So I go into court and I file this suit for you to show up in court and tell me why the court should not judge that you owe me this $1 million plus interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get you served and I do that through private process server or through the sheriff's office. And when the sheriff comes out at the address to which all of your mail goes, you know, it's your legal residence because I looked it up. This is the residence that voter registration is under. This is the address that your driver's license has on it. Took all the precautions I needed to take. This is your abode as far legally. Mm-hmm. So you get served and the court has a receipt of service, right?
Okay.
So now, excuse me, you have a certain amount of time in which to respond, and you never do.
Yeah, so then, so I then, never got it.
So then what the court looks at is there a receipt of service? Mm-hmm. There is. Well, who signed for it? This person. All right, is this person over 18? So maybe a little research gets done. This person is over 18, this person is also a resident of that home. So service was affected.
Okay, so now let's the person, all right, you would assume if a sheriff shows up at your door knocking on the door, somebody would answer said door and receive said subpoena, right? Well, sheriff knocking at the door, boom, 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 and nobody answering. Then some rando just comes walking around the side of the house.
Oh, some random person.
Random.
That does not live there at all.
Just completely random person.
They just randomly were in your backyard and came in.
That happens all the time, man. Shit. People come borrow my bike and shit. So the random person is like, can I help you? And then the sheriff
And they
like,
ask the random person, do you live here?
Nah. The sheriff asked for, Bob and them home. And then the random.
Does Bob live here? Yes, yeah. Bob does.
And then the random person is like, psh, man, I mean, you know, they not here. I don't know. I don't know. Well, can I help you? And then the server's like, sure. Take this and give this to Bob. What's your name? Jots the name down. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Sheriff didn't verify that the random person is a person that lives here.
Guess what? Because the random person came from out the house.
He didn't see that either. They came from around the house.
Why the sheriff didn't see that?
Man, see? So all I'm saying.
Because I'm more than sure the sheriff did ask if you lived here as well.
Nah. Served it not.
I don't know. Well,
now, I got the documentary that I saved.
All I know is service was affected. That was a receipt of service. Service was affected upon the abode. Plam, got it. So now you don't show up. And the court knows that service was made. The judge can find you in contempt, civil contempt, because basically you've defied a court order, right? So now that subjects you to bench warrant, because the judge, because you've defied this court order that said you should show up at a specific place at a specific time, and you don't do it, they could issue what's called a bench warrant. Basically, next time they catch you, now I'm going to bring you before the court. And you are going to spend some time in jail, because between the point where they catch you and they see that this warrant has been issued, I can't let you go. I have to bring you in. And until you can get in front of the judge, you're going to stay there. Because the whole purpose of the bench warrant is to bring you before the judge. Because now you have to tell the judge, why did you defy this court order?
Because, nigga, I am a Moor. You know, I reject I reject the laws of this land. They do not apply to me.
So it's the free state of Dan.
Yes, exactly. 100%. All right. So you're found in contempt, right?
Right.
You go see a judge. You get
If you're in court. So here's the thing. We talked about contempt in the manner of you had a summons. Court knows you got it. You didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So let's say that you're in court. And judge might issue a warrant in that case. They catch you out, like you blow a stop sign, sheriffs come up behind you, look in the computer, see that you have a warrant, they take you in. Let's say that you're in court. And in court, there are procedures, you know, and those procedures are there to keep everything orderly and running smoothly. So let's say, for instance, because we're talking about civil. All right. So let's say the defense is up and they're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got to piss.
What?
Let's say the defense is up speaking and I got to piss. And I get up and walk the fuck out.
All right. So you get up.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that when a judge levies a charge of contempt, it's not just for the litigants or their attorneys, or people that work for the court. It's for people who are in the peanut gallery, too. Like, anybody within the confines of the court room can be held in contempt. You subject yourself to that, basically, by sitting down.
Yo, I seen one case where a lady that was in the hallway was
you can't
judge.
Because you're making... If you're disrupting the court in any way, like I said, all about respect.
And it wasn't even, I got to find a video and send it to you, but the lady, she wasn't even fucking with, she had nothing to do with the court. She was there to, I think, pay a ticket or something like that. She was there for another reason.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the deputies comes walking down the hall and just starts hollering at her. She was asking for, I guess, directions how to get to a certain place in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude is screaming at the top of his lungs, finger in the face, spit flying out his mouth. And the lady is just like terrified, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, there is a courtroom right here. Mm-hmm. And so the judge himself comes walking out. He's like, yo, what's the problem? And the lady's like, I'm just trying to find such and such. He hollering at me. Yo, I'm just gone. I'm leaving. So judge
tells the deputy to
bring the lady into the courtroom. So the deputies physically bring the lady into the courtroom.
And then he finds her in contempt.
Contempt. Jail. Man, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, well, like I said, anybody can be subject. And see, I talk about discretion of the court to decide if you're in contempt or not. Prime example. So, like I said, having said that, judge is speaking or defense is speaking, and you jump up and say you have to pee, and the judge says, order in the court, young man, sit down. And you look at the judge and you like, man,
I
got
pull my dick out.
No. And you saying, man, I gotta pee. And the judge is like, young man, please sit down. You're disrupting the court. Da 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 da.
Man, fuck you, judge. I gotta pee.
That's how that conversation would go.
Exactly. Cause I know you. And so basically, now the judge finds you in contempt. You are immediately taken and you are jailed.
For how long?
Depends. That's also sometimes at the discretion of the judge. They could keep you there for several days or several hours.
I almost got a month when I was fighting.
That juicy. I almost got a month.
No, I did. I wasn't even fighting a traffic ticket, but back home while you were a juvenile under 18, if you got a traffic ticket, there wasn't no pay it. You had to go before the judge, traffic court.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, one of the first people in there, I'm just like tapping on the desk. Like, come on, man. Damn, what a judge has. So judge finally makes his way out. He said, does that table look like a drum? So I look at the table. Mind you, I'm like 17 at the time. I got a whole audience behind me. Hold up, man. So I said, does it look like a drum? Kind of. Bailiff, we're going to set his court date. This was like in November. We're going to set his court date for December something, something, something. We'll see if you learn some respect by then. I'm like, huh? For a traffic ticket? He was like, yeah, for a traffic ticket.
Oh, yeah. Believe you me?
So then my mama, who was there too, was like, psh. She did the psh. Fuck you mean? Going to a detention center for a month for a traffic ticket. So anyway, ended up not getting found in contempt. But if I had another outburst, I would have been in contempt and gone for a month behind some tapping on the desk.
Well, just like I said, the judge has a lot of discretion.
But that's bullshit, though.
When it comes, well, I'm gonna tell you. No, at the top of the show, this is what I said. I said it's about respecting the court and the order and of the court. And so some people think that it is a joke, but it is not a joke.
But
so
would you expect a 17-year-old kid to know the order of a court?
No, but I would expect a 17-year-old kid to have some respect for where he is. You know, that's just like you go into a library. You ain't screaming in the library because it's the library, except if they're you. But I'm saying the occasion of the court, I mean, it is not something to be played with. And judges have a lot of power in their courtrooms, and that is one of them. So, I mean, I myself was almost held in contempt by a judge.
You should have been.
Because I said, damn. Now, back in the day, damn used to be like saying the to me. You know, I would be like, damn this, damn that, whatever, whatever. Well, I was in court before the judge, and me and opposing counsel, we were at the bench talking to the judge. And I mean, the one good thing, it was somebody that I knew. I had been in front of this judge before. So
as an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't.
Just gotta check your resume. No,
I don't go before the court as anything other than. I mean, I am not a miscreant. Thank you very much. Anyway, so before the judge, knew the judge, and we're talking and we're having this back and forth because opposing counsel was just stupid, and the stuff that he was saying was in my head was just stupid. So we're talking, we're talking, we're talking. And out my mouth comes, damn, how stupid can you be? Now, that is what I am thinking. That is not what should have come out of my mouth, but it did. And so the judge goes, Miss, and I say, judge. And he says, you're perilously close to being held in contempt.
So that means you did some other shit before then.
Well, it's because I'm kind of smart ass, and that doesn't, I don't check that at the courtroom door. I kind of be a smart ass in everyday life, including in the court. So he goes, you're perilously close to being held in contempt of court.
I'll tell you one damn thing. If a nigga say perilously, perilously to me, we fighting.
So I was like, I apologize, Judge. You know, you have to humble yourself because I did something wrong. I should not have said what I said. And so I humbled myself. I apologized. And we moved on. But it's like, once again, judges have a lot of discretion. And
what about the ones that abuse this shit? Because there are judges that abuse their power. The guy that I was talking about, and don't quote me on that story. I don't remember that, but I do remember he had to step down. And then I saw another judge who did some shit and he ended up getting like 10, 20 years.
It's true because, you know, that there's this phrase and I quote it quite often. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I mean, a judge in his court is like a king in his castle.
And that shit goes to their heads.
Correct. So, I mean, like I said, a lot of discretion.
So, all right, you get dragged out. So I had to piss. And then now I got piss running down my leg. Piss running down my leg and the sheriff's
deputies. And now you wet sitting in a cell.
So then it's like the judge. So that trial or whatever's going on in there, mm-hmm. that continues. And mm-hmm. I just have to sit and wait,
right? You sit until, so one or two things are going to happen. The judge wants you to cool your jets, so he might keep you in there for 3 days until he actually sees you come back. You know, until you actually come back. After that particular case is over and done with, the judge may, you know, tell the bailiff to go and get you, bring you back in front of him. And, you know, I'm letting you off. You know, don't do it again. Or you sit there and there's a fine to pay and you can't pay the fine. You know, if you can pay the fine, you can go. If you can't, you can stay. Unlike if.
Wait, you can stay as opposed to, I mean.
If you can't pay the fine, it's like.
You stay.
I'm going to fine you and I need you to pay this fine. And if you can't pay this fine.
You stay until you're able to pay the fine.
Right.
So for somebody that's. Broke, they ain't got shit.
Yeah, you stand there. And if you broke and you ain't got shit, you might want to. Three hots in a cot.
Man.
I'm saying. So they are going, I mean, they are going to treat you with humanity. They're going to feed you and whatever. But yeah.
And then you're going to get fucked in the ass. Very, very humane.
No, well, you know, most courts have holding cells.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you do know.
I've been in a number.
I'm sure you do. So for the most part, if it's this civil situation, they might just keep you in the holding cell. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they go process you. Now, if you are being held in criminal contempt, then you have every right that someone who is accused of a crime has. So they may just process you.
And then you go into big boy jail.
Right. They may just, whatever. So, yeah, it's something, but it's a part of our legal process. And those contempt situations, I mean, they're very iffy. Because even if a judge doesn't like you, and even though justice is supposed to be blind.
I know why they put a blindfold on the Lady of Justice, because the bitch got dollar signs for eyes.
You know, so it's like people are human. And I've said it before on this show. If the judge is having a bad day, even though he's not supposed to bring that or she is not supposed to bring that into the courtroom, how many of us, if we having a fucked up day, don't bring that with us?
Me.
Yeah, whatever. You bring that with you everywhere. So, I mean, that's the thing. And that's all I have to say about that.
So that's civil criminal contempt. So that is breaking like the law in the courtroom.
Right. So
fabricating evidence.
That actually
that's probably worse than fucking contempt.
So no, it's not right. Fabricating evidence is definitely not criminal contempt, even though you can throw some of that in there. That's a totally different situation. But You know, I don't have a lot of experience with criminal contempt. I know it's out there. I've never actually heard of anybody being held in criminal contempt. So,
Can your lawyer get you held in contempt?
Like, yeah.
So you represent me and you do some, I don't know, some dumb shit and get my ass held in contempt.
Could be. I mean, because your lawyer is basically an extension of you. So if you're for instance, if your lawyer does or says something that can be attributed to you because your lawyer said, you know, well, my client told me to X, Y, and Z, then, you know, if he or she actually snitches, you know, so to speak, on you or whatever, so yeah, they could get you held in contempt.
Gotcha. So last question, right? Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Is contempt, is that a charge, basically? If somebody does a background check on me.
Would you see it? Yeah. No, not if it's a civil contempt. Criminal contempt, yeah, because like I said, just with any crime.
Right.
You get.
So that's that subpoena, right? And, you know, you don't show up, you get your bench warrant.
I think
that's
a civil, now there you go. So, you get the bench warrant. The warrant is out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get processed.
So that arrest is on your criminal record.
That is out there. That is out there. That's just like, so, for instance, I'm sure that many of you out there, or some of you out there, have actually had this happen. I know that it has happened to about 5 people that I know. All right. So, same situation. Traffic ticket. All right. You don't show up on your appointed date. You don't pay it. You don't show up. This drags on. You don't try to get in contact with the court. You don't try to pay it. Judge issues a warrant. Right. You get pulled over for blowing a stop sign. Or you get pulled over for failure to yield. Or whatever, but you get pulled over. The sheriff or the officer, they see the warrant. You are going to jail. They are going to fingerprint you. They're going to mugshot. They're going to do all of that because you have a warrant for your arrest.
So all charges, let's just say all charges dropped, whatever.
It's
that
still
arrest
out there.
It's still
out there.
So potential employers.
They may see the arrest, but that's one thing. I mean, know your rights. An employer should not nix you from the pool of applicants or from a job because of an arrest. The only thing that they can actually say no for is for a conviction.
A felony.
And so
we're going to have to do an episode about that because we know good and goddamn well that. They'll nix you for some shit.
Oh, of course.
So
it's the truth.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the shortest ever episode on record of Black Law and Legal Lives.
Really? How long?
28 minutes.
Damn. We getting good because, you know, we supposed to be like 30.
Yeah.
That's always the goal.
Once upon a time. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on IG and on Twitter at I Am Dan on Drugs. If you have any more questions about contempt or our racistness, check us out all of social media platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Yep. And I'm just Dan. And I'm happy that you're here with us today and every day. And you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legalize. Deuces.
Chicken time.